The body scan. Arrange to do this practice at a time when you won't be interrupted. This is a time to be by yourself and with yourself as fully and completely as possible. The body scan can be done either lying on your back, on the floor, on a rug or mat, or on your bed, with your arms resting on the floor beside you and your feet falling away, perhaps with a support behind your head or your knees for comfort, or sitting on a straight back chair with your feet flat on the floor, your back self-supporting and away from the back of the chair, relaxed but dignified and upright with your hands resting on your lap. In either position, use a blanket over the top of you to keep warm if necessary. Allowing your eyes to now gently close. Taking a moment just to notice now the sensations and feelings of touch or pressure where your body makes contact with whatever you're sitting or lying on, bringing into awareness any and all sensations. As best you're able, letting go of any tendency of wanting things to be different from how they are right now, allowing your experiences to be just as they are, allowing yourself to be just as you are. Remembering there is no one right way to feel, the intention of this practice is not to seek to feel any particular way, rather, as best you're able, to bring awareness to physical sensations present as the focus of your attention moves through the body part by part. Experiencing from the body rather than thinking about the body. And now, bringing your attention to the particular sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath deep down in your abdomen. Not changing the breath in any way, but simply becoming aware of the abdominal rise and gentle stretching as the air moves in, and then the falling away, the deflation, as the air moves out. Not trying to control or regulate the breath, just following whatever rhythm is already present and allowing each breath to breathe itself. As best you're able, bringing this attitude of allowing, of letting be, into the whole of the practice, rather than bringing attitudes of judgment or criticism. And on your next in-breath now, allowing the breath to be like a vehicle, carrying the focus of your awareness down both legs, into your ankles, through both feet, and then coming to rest in the toes of both your feet. So the spotlight of your awareness, exploring with a kindly, interested attention, the direct sensations that may be present in the toes of your feet right now. Perhaps feelings of coolness or warmth, tingling or numbness, the sensations of the air between the toes, or the sensations of a sock maybe. Or you might notice the absence of sensations, and that's fine too, not attempting to create or force any particular feelings, but just opening up to whatever is already present right now in this moment in your toes. And on an out-breath now, letting go of awareness of the toes. And on the next in-breath, moving your focus to the soles of both feet. Breathing into and out from the whole of both soles and directly sensing whatever sensations are here. The soft fleshy balls of the feet, the arch, the heel. Noticing maybe the feeling of the heel in contact with the mat or the floor. Expanding your awareness now to take in the top of both feet and ankles. Bringing into the forefront of your awareness, perhaps, the changing pattern of sensations between the bone, the skin, the tendons, the joints. Noticing whatever is there to be noticed with an affectionate, kindly interest. Taking now a more intentional in-breath into the whole of both feet and ankles, and on the next out-breath, letting go of them, shifting your awareness into the lower legs. Bringing into awareness any and all sensations present in the soft belly of the calf muscle, the hardness of the shin bone, the skin stretching over the bone. Just noticing whatever is there to be noticed in this part of your body. And when you notice that your mind from time to time has become distracted away from the part of your body that you're presently focusing on, as it surely will, as this is what minds do, then without blaming yourself or being critical of yourself in any way, simply register where your mind has wandered to, perhaps to thoughts, perhaps to other physical sensations present in another part of your body, and then return the focus of your attention back to the body part you're currently attending to, the lower leg, or allow your awareness to rest for a few moments on the anchor of the physical sensations of breathing within your abdomen before directing it once more to the lower leg. Moving your awareness now to your knees, shining the focus of your attention into the knee joint, the kneecap, exploring with your mind's eye the cartilage, the hinge, the underside of the knee. Letting go of the knees now and moving up to the thighs, the inner thigh, the outer thigh, the long bone deep within the muscle and tissue, noticing perhaps any feelings of heaviness or weightiness. Feeling the contact of the thigh with the surface that it's resting on. And now, taking a more deliberate in-breath and allowing the breath to travel down the entirety of both legs, feet and toes. And as the breath breathes itself out, letting go of these parts of the body as you breathe the focus of your awareness into the pelvis region. Allowing your attention to come to rest now as best you're able on the different sensations present within this area. The genitals, the pubic area, exploring the left hip bone, the right hip bone, noticing any changing patterns of sensations deep within the bowl of the pelvis. Moving your attention now round to the buttocks, one of the biggest muscles in the body, directly experiencing whatever sensations may be present, noticing perhaps any particular areas of tension. And you might choose to explore these areas a little closer up. On an in-breath, breathing into any particular areas of intensity with a gentle, kindly curiosity. And on an out-breath, softening and opening with the breath, rather than tensing and bracing against. Letting go of awareness of the buttocks now and allowing the focus of your attention to move gradually up the spine, vertebra by vertebra. The lower back. The mid back. The upper back, including the shoulder blades. Aware of the spine, aware of the muscles supporting the spine. Continuing round to the rib cage. The chest and breast area. Noticing as best you're able any different layers of sensations as the chest rises and falls with each in-breath and each out-breath. Directly experiencing sensations of the muscles, the ribs, the skin. Experiencing directly, perhaps, sensations of the beating heart nestled within the rib cage. And if at any point you become aware that your mind has wandered, then congratulating yourself. You have once more fallen awake, and with this now alert, curious wakefulness, bringing your attention back once more to sensations within the rib cage. Directing attention now to the abdominal region, the stomach area. The movement, expansion and deflation of the abdomen as it rises and falls with each breath. With a more intentional in-breath now, breathing into the whole of the torso, and on an out-breath completely letting go of this part of the body, as you move the focus of your attention down both arms, through the hands to the fingers and fingertips of both hands. The fingertips can be an especially sensitive area of the body. So opening your awareness to any sensations that might be present here right now. Perhaps sensations of air around the fingertips, possibly sensations of moisture or dryness, of tingling or pulsing. Aware of each of the fingers individually. The thumbs, the skin of the fingers, the nails, the joints of the fingers, the knuckles. The palms of the hands. The top of the hands. Directly experiencing the sensations present where they make contact with the floor or your lap. Breathing into the hands and out from the hands. Moving to the wrist joints now. And up through the lower arms. The boniness of the elbows. The rougher outer skin. The delicate skin on the inside of the elbows. Moving further up the arms, directing awareness to the muscles, the long bone, to the soft armpit. Noticing, accepting, allowing sensations to be just as they are, just as you experience them right in this moment. Directing awareness now to the shoulders, aware of the top of the shoulders, the sides, the back of the shoulders. Noticing sensations in the large band of muscles stretching across. Noticing any particular areas of tension or discomfort. Moving up close to, exploring. Breathing fully into and out from the shoulders. and now on an out-breath, letting go of the arms and the shoulders, and on an in-breath, allowing the focus of your attention, the spotlight of your awareness, to move to your neck and throat, exploring externally and internally any patterns of sensations that are present in your awareness right now. Guiding your awareness now up to your jaw, another area where perhaps we can hold tension without realizing it. Exploring any particular areas of tightness or tension here. Moving to the mouth, noticing perhaps the softness of the lips, the moistness or the dryness. The tongue within the mouth, the teeth, the gums. Shifting your focus now to the nose, sensations perhaps of coolness right at the tip, or the movement of air within the nostrils as the breath breathes itself in and out. Sensations in the eyes and eye sockets. Moving round to the ears. Up to the brow and the forehead, perhaps smoothing the forehead out from the centre to each temple, with each in-breath and each out-breath. Being with all sensations present without judgment or harshness. Directly experiencing now sensations present in the head and scalp. And now, coming from behind the face, as if like a mask, breathing into and out from the whole of the face, softening and opening on each out-breath. And now imagine that you have a mark on the top of your head, about the size of a 10-pence piece. Allowing the breath to breathe in through the nose and then up to this mark, and then down from this mark and out through your nose. Just continuing in this way for a few moments. Imagining now this mark opening up, rather like the blowhole of a whale. Breathing in, the breath moves up from the nostrils to the hole, and on an out-breath, the breath continues and moves out through the hole. On an in-breath, the breath moves in now through the top of your head and carries on through the whole of your body, your throat, chest, into your abdomen and down both legs, before turning round and breathing out through the soles of your feet. The next in-breath, breathing up through the soles of your feet, and then travelling up your body before turning round and breathing out through the top of your head. a sense of each in-breath and each out-breath, washing through the whole of your body, from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Continuing breathing in this way for a few minutes. And as best you're able, being aware of your completeness, aware of the entirety of yourself in this very moment. And now, as this practice comes to an end, allowing your breath to return to its regular pattern of breathing. Perhaps gradually beginning to wriggle your fingers and toes, moving and stretching in any way that feels right to you. And when you feel ready, slowly opening your eyes, and as best you're able, moving into the next parts of your day with a mindful awareness.